at Seminole Square. Clothes, a new haircut, shoes, glasses, and so much more for the kids, but so much more for you, your hobbies, and your home. If you haven't been lately, now's the time to check out their over 40 national, local, and specialty shops and restaurants. Shop safely and conveniently at Seminole Square Shopping Center, located north of downtown Charlottesville on Route 29, and visit them online for store listings at shop@seminolesquare.com.
Each of us needs to hear beyond a point of view. We do real news. We're Seville 107.5 and AM 1260 WCHV.
Today, off and on showers and a few thunderstorms are possible. With all the cloud cover and rain moving through the area, we'll only be able to top out in the middle 80s.
It is 73 degrees at 5:30 here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
People gathered at Market Street Park to reflect, remember, and pray on the third anniversary of the Unite the Right rally.
Whether you are black or brown or white, if you are white, I'm going to tell you something. White supremacy is killing you also. It's just killing black and brown people faster, but it's coming.
Minimal police presence at the event. Police had been asked not to come at all.
The Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail says there have been four positive COVID-19 cases in the facility.
The superintendent issuing the following statement: I want to reassure the public the current situation is under control and is being monitored by the Thomas Jefferson Health District. All individuals are doing well and they do not require any additional medical treatment at this time. Superintendent Martin Coomer believes an individual was asymptomatic, recently booked into the facility, and that's how the virus spread to others.
Martha Jefferson Hospital's parent company, Centara Healthcare, is merging with North Carolina-based Cone Health for $11.5 billion.
New charges have been filed against an Orange County man in connection with the death of a Greene County man. Robert Lee Webster is charged with a July 2019 murder of Brian Keith Dudley.
The American Wind Energy Association has feted Governor Ralph Northam as the 2020 Wind Champion Award recipient.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sanks.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 72 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station, helping the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank out with a special promotional broadcast this Saturday morning, 10 till noon, with $50 gift cards to Kroger coming up on WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us help you get the vision you've always dreamed of having. This is your
moment. Don't wait. For the special $1,000 off, book your free LASIK consultation today. Visit TLCVision.com.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just two for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
The Bloomberg Market Minute is sponsored by TLC Laser Eye Centers.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. U.S. investors are